On behalf of the Professional Baseball Strength and Conditioning Coaches Society, I'd like to welcome you to the PBSCCS podcast. I'm your host, Chris Messina. All right, everybody, this episode is a very special milestone for the PBSCCS podcast. This is the second year anniversary of the PBSCCS podcast. The very first episodes came out on August 3rd of 2017. So the purpose today, I'm not going to be doing an interview. Instead, I'm just going to be talking about both the current state of the podcast and the future state of the podcast. First and foremost, the purpose is and always has been of this podcast to give those in professional baseball an opportunity to speak about their unique experiences that they've had, whether it be strength coaches, in the future it'll be nutritionists, sports scientists, mental skills coaches, just anybody that's worked in professional baseball and knows the unique demands of the schedule, the travel, the weather, all of that stuff. Give them an opportunity to have a voice, because a lot of the strength coaches that I've interviewed, it is the first time they've done a podcast interview. They haven't really had their voice heard. They haven't really gotten their name out, and this just gives them an opportunity to do so. For example, we had a day of flight. We left at 9 a.m. that morning. We played at 7 p.m. that night. The next day, we had an 11:30 in the morning game, and then we went to a new city after that. So we were playing three games in the span of very, very short period of time. And how do you get guys to do work in that situation? And that's very common in professional baseball, and it's not something that a lot of strength coaches in other sports have to deal with. But the strength coaches in professional baseball know that all too well, and how to adjust, and just the adaptability of being a strength coach in professional baseball goes a long way. And so I've always had this goal in mind with this podcast to get the word out and get some recognition for these coaches, because I've said it many times, if you're a strength coach, you really should spend some time working in professional baseball. It will really kind of open your eyes to how to be adaptable, how to adjust on the fly, how to be able to build relationships with players that can help you get some buy-in. There's so many opportunities within a day that you can just talk to guys, and it doesn't even have to be about strength and conditioning. It could be anything, whether it's in the dugout or out at stretch or in the bullpen or in the weight room or the clubhouse or on the bus or the flight. There are endless opportunities to talk to guys that give you an opportunity to make those relationships work, so that when they do need to do some actual weight room work, whether it's activation or conditioning or just true strength training, whatever you're trying to get them to do, you have that relationship with them. And so I think every coach should have an opportunity or try to experience professional baseball. And those that can't get in, this podcast gives a good opportunity to kind of look into the life of a strength coach in professional baseball. Jobs are starting to become more permanent. There's less turnover. And so the opportunity to work in baseball is getting smaller and smaller, and people are starting to realize the value that strength coaches do provide for the athletes and for organizations. And so, like I said, that's always been the purpose of this podcast. And then this episode in particular today is just going to be me talking for a little bit. So I want to go over kind of the current location of the podcast, and then maybe where we're headed in the future, and then we'll go from there. So currently, statistics-wise, the plays on the podcast as a whole, we've reached over 29,000 total plays with all the episodes combined, which maybe that sounds like a lot, maybe it doesn't, but you have to understand that this is a very niche-based podcast. It's very specific to one group of people. It's professional baseball, and it's people who work within professional baseball, and it's not as global as college football or just being a strength coach in general. It's a very specific niche, as I mentioned. In addition to that, the episodes are averaging over 500 plays per episode, which, again, it might sound like a lot, it might not, but if you're a strength coach and you're on this podcast, you should expect that, you know, close to 500 times your voice and your message are going to be heard. other than that, organizations, I've had coaches from 25 professional baseball organizations on the show. That includes people who were strength coaches of the year at various levels in the minor leagues, minor league coordinators, major league assistants, major league heads. The podcast is now on YouTube, so you can see the videos of the interviews as well. And we're on Spotify in addition to iTunes, so there's plenty of places to listen to the podcast. And the outreach is just continuing to grow. In the future, we're going to add some sponsorships in. We're still kind of trying to figure out the details with that, but you've heard one before in the past with Kinduct. And eventually we will have a lot more. You know, we're going to try to branch out the podcast. Like I said, there's going to be sports psych, sports scientists, nutritionists, mental skills, just anybody that has interaction with the baseball players outside of the actual baseball coaches. I think it's a good idea to kind of give them an opportunity to have their voice heard and have people kind of know how they're helping players outside of just your traditional, you know, ground balls, base running, throwing program, that kind of stuff, that kind of goes hand in hand with baseball, this stuff that's outside of it, the conditioning, the lifting, the nutrition, the mental skills, all the science and technology that's being used. I think everybody has a story and has something good to say, a good message, and in the future we're going to start getting more people on that are in those realms. And then, you know, we're still going to have plenty more actual strength and conditioning coaches in professional baseball. I'm trying to work out some situations where we have maybe roundtable discussions or group discussions, and those can kind of be, you know, centered on specific topics of, you know, strength or speed, power development, conditioning, or just organizations as a whole kind of sharing what they're doing and how their coaches are being successful and things like that. So that's kind of the future. And then just in closing, you know, we're still going to keep pushing forward with this. I have plenty of interviews that are already saved up, and plenty of other people who have already committed to wanting to be on the podcast as well. To help the outreach further, if you go to iTunes, you know, search the PBS CCS podcast, subscribe, give it a rating, give it a review. The more ratings that we get and the more reviews we get on there, the more likely this is to pop up on other people's iTunes for them to listen to, and then the outreach just goes out further and further. And then last and definitely not least, I'd like to say thank you to everybody who has continued to support the podcast, the listeners, the guests that have come on and spent time with me. And, you know, it's a busy schedule, like I said, and to find some free time to talk shop with me, especially in season, goes a real, real long way. And I can't thank everybody enough for giving me their time and their effort and getting their message out. It's been nothing but positive for me in these first 2 years, and I expect the next however many years to keep going that it's going to be nothing but positive. We've got great coaches in baseball, great people in baseball, and so I'm honored to be able to talk shop with them and get their message out to as many people as I can. And so, like I said, thank you very much for listening. I know this is different than our normal platform and a normal situation in a podcast where I'm interviewing people. But I figured this was an appropriate thing to do for our 2 year anniversary. And hopefully you liked it. If you did, great. And if not, we'll be back to the regular episodes and the interviews coming up next time. So thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon.